Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. We are the fastest growing B2B radio network in the country. I'm your host, Karen Nowicki, and we have a fantastic group of men in the studio today. I am overwhelmed and thrilled to introduce you to Adoption Story Fund, Josh Montgomery and Donlin Page. Welcome today.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
I'm happy to have you. Yes. So a fairly new nonprofit organization. I believe you have been in existence since end of 2016?
Yep. 6 months. Yep.
Wow.
November 2016.
And I find that fascinating because of the great work that you're already doing, just based on what I've read and have heard about from some of your partners and your folks on your board.
Yeah.
So let's introduce our listeners to Adoption Story Fund. Who are you and what are you all about?
Sure. Well, Adoption Story Fund is, in essence, a charity here locally in Arizona that shouldn't have to exist. So one of the major challenges with adoption, especially on the private side, is just the expenses. And so really, this organization got started because of my wife, Catherine, who she's been a social worker for the last 5+ years. And just she absolutely loves it. It's her dream job. Kind of fell into it by, stumbling into that field, but started off about 5 years ago in the foster care world. From then, really within that first year of marriage, we knew her heart broke for foster care. And of course, my heart broke for it. And just seeing and hearing about these stories of kids without families and, really led us to a personal, discovery that, we're going to adopt. That's just one of the things that we'll do. And, kind of fast forward a few more years, she started working more on the private side of adoption, specifically with domestic and international, and really discovered that there is so many families, even like the Pages, who, it is really expensive in order to adopt. The average cost is anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000, depending, of course, what type of adoption you do and how many kids you're adopting, and there's many factors of it. But, really it led to me. I've been, when we first got married, I started working at a wonderful organization called Special Olympics and just absolutely loved my time there. We were doing some amazing things, but I kept hearing from Catherine just about all the different families that, that would just struggle to try and be able to afford their adoption. And, it kind of just led to us talking about it more and more. And of course, me just kind of really berating her with questions on it. And, what really led to the conversation of just being like, why is it so expensive? Why is adoption cost so much? And, and then just even asking about, what are the charities that are out there that help families? And also just, what resources are there? And so really discovering that not only is there none here locally that exists, but also on a broader scale in the U.S., there's truthfully only a handful that that exists that really focus on just helping the families financially afford their adoption. There's a lot of adoption agencies that there's about 11 or 12, depending on how you count them here in the state. But then, across the board, there's thousands in the U.S. And so but really, that kind of led to, the birth of Adoption Story Fund, which was just the simple idea of, if we're going to do something to help these families, let's do it in a really impactful way. Let's really start trying to change the conversation to, it being, why is it so expensive, to being like, oh my gosh, like there's help. There's people out there that that want to support you and what you're doing, and bringing these children into your homes, and just making it easy. When we started researching just the different charities that exist out there, a couple of them are crowd fundraising, which is okay, but and some people love it and are great at it. But a lot of times the struggle, and me being in the fundraising world for the last 5 years of Special Olympics, I know that most people feel uncomfortable asking for money. And but I don't. I love it.
Excellent.
So, yeah,
it's a skill set that's needed.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Especially for something you're so passionate about, right?
Yeah.
It makes it easier.
Yeah. And so really this just began with the simple idea of us being passionate about, adoption and wanting to help, and just kind of utilizing both of our strengths with my wife, just her you know, just her heart with helping work directly with the families and, you know, being able to actually get them, you know, licensed to the completion. And then also just with me, where I was like, you know, let's do it, you know, if we're going to do this charity, let's start it with the idea of like, let's give out huge funds so that these families, you know, it's not just a, hey, a $500 check. Let's give them a check that it's, oh my gosh, now we can finish our adoption. Now we can, you know, bring this child or these children home. So
wow.
Yeah, that's kind of in essence.
Beautiful, beautiful story. Mm-hmm. And so needed, clearly. I was curious. That was one of the questions I wanted to ask, is how many other nonprofits are out there to help families with the affordability of an adoption.
Sure.
I'm guessing that there are probably more so, and correct me if I'm wrong, groups out there that can help you navigate the adoption process.
Yep.
Right? Because I bet you, I'm sure you're going to tell me, it can get hairy and scary and confusing.
Yeah.
Again, very few that are actually helping to fund that opportunity for families.
Yeah. And more specifically, so again, like I mentioned, there's nobody here in Arizona doing it, which was an immediate kind of, I don't know if you want to call it a red flag, but it was just something it was a need here. But also, you know, really there's, like I mentioned before, one of our favorite crowdfunding platforms is Adopt-Together. So there are simple ideas that, you know, friends and family, you know, ask for these couples and, you know, they tend to raise a good amount of money. But we have also seen that there's amongst the charities that are specifically giving out like grants, for example, or financial support directly to these families, a lot of times there's, you know, there's some ones that are doing great things, but they're focused solely on like international adoptions, or they're solely focused on special needs adoptions, which are both vitally important. And, you know, there's beauty in both of those. But to have it a little bit more of a, you know, on the domestic and international side of things, but to do it, to take the model further. And that's one of the things that we found, where on average, you know, I would say about 8 or 9 charities that, you know, exist in the U.S. That are doing that with the crowdfunding. You know, the average grants for most of those are about $3,500. And so we were like, you know what, let's, you know, for me at least, you know, it's like, then we did not dive deeper. You
Again,
know, we
not
need to
significant
go,
enough
yep.
money to help a family.
Yep. Yep. And we kind of saw it as, you know, some others might look at that horizontally, where, you know, they want to serve thousands of families in a year, and that's great. But, you know, they might give them a check for $500 or $1,000, which helps, but kind of changing up the mindset of like, let's go vertical, let's dive deeper. So maybe we serve less families, but the families that we do serve, it truly changes their adoption story.
Significant impact.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we're all about high impact.
Yeah, clearly. And you're doing it. So that's why we have invited, or you've invited, Donlin Page to join us today. Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And so what has your experience been working with Josh and Adoption Story Fund?
Oh, it's been amazing. So So my wife and I have been on the journey for, we started January of 2016. So that through that is classes and everything that goes with that. But then also obviously the over, like always constantly on your mind is, oh man, how are we going to pay for this? You know,
right.
You're going through all the classes, you're going through, the trainings and the home study, but then you know that there's going to be a massive amount of funds that we're going to have to get to. And so we had been going through for a while, almost a year, and when we heard about Adoption Story Fund. And so immediately we heard about that Josh and Catherine were just launching this new nonprofit. And so we were really excited, but also, you know, we didn't really honestly think like that was a possibility. We knew that there was going to be a lot of people applying. And like you said, you know, there's a lot of options, and there's a lot of different, I'm sure they got a ton of applicants and all that stuff. So just through that process of applying and just kind of hoping for the best and praying about it, just like, okay, we'll see what happens. And then getting that phone call or, you know, communication through their, through the organization of like working with us and wanting, you know, potentially going down there was getting really exciting. But also just that feeling of like, oh man, this is like very humbling. Like, wow, we get to experience this and they get to experience it with us. So it's been a really awesome experience and we are very thankful for it.
As you were sharing your story just now, I couldn't help but think, I went through a couple of emotions. I haven't adopted. I have 3 children through birth, but I was sensing that there might be a time where you want to ask for that gift and you apply or whatever the process is. And then you probably go through, I'm guessing, this experience like, gosh, not are we worthy, because of course we are, but that doubt, like, you know, really, do we need it as bad as another family? Mm. And what if we're not picked? And the whole, I guess I would imagine that your emotions were all over the place through the process.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, especially kind of resonate with the, are we, you know, there's other families that might, I mean, God has blessed us a lot, you know, and we have a lot of a good situation. We're not, definitely not rich or, you know, but we have means. We don't have the means for a full adoption,
right?
Obviously, but knowing that there are other families who aren't able to have a child, and we have two children of our own already, and kind of knowing all that, and this is a lot of couples are, this is their hope to be parents is through adoption. And so, you know, there is those feelings of doubt, but then also, you know, have that feeling of confirmation when something like this happens and feeling like we are in the right path, we are in the right direction, and just kind of have that. It's a very humbling experience to have that confirmation. And
I
like,
would
okay,
imagine, you know. Yes. And then showing up in that space of, wow, what a gift. what a blessing for you to have. You mentioned that you have two children already. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to tell us your adoption story and why you decided to adopt?
Yeah, definitely. So my wife and I, we've been married for about 5.5 years. Before we even got married, like, you know, talking about marriage and family one day, adoption was a huge part of what we had always talked about. And that was something as a young boy for me, I had two cousins that were adopted from Korea. And so I always thought it'd be great. It'd be fun to adopt, more out of like, oh, that's cool. You have different race in your family, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So it was always something I wanted to do. And then, you know, when I met my wife, Meredith, and that was something on her heart as well. We were like, we just knew that we were going to adopt someday. And we actually had thought that we wanted to adopt first before we had biological children, but then we got pregnant on our honeymoon. Uh-huh. So that changed a lot of things. Through that, we started, actually after our daughter was born, so we have a daughter, her name is Reagan, she'll be 5 in August. When she was about a year, we started the foster care because we just knew there was a great need for orphans in this, mm-hmm, in this state and city in Phoenix. And just I'm not sure the numbers now, but I know we're one of the higher in the U.S. And so just knowing that that need is there, it was just on our heart to really try to do what we can to help and be part of the solution. So we started foster care. And then while we were in foster care classes and getting ready for that, we got pregnant with our son. So we're not good at timing those things very well. But so we got, we have our son, his name is Miles. He'll be 3 in August. They're born on the same day, August 5th, 2 years apart. So
my husband and I share a birthday, by the way. Yes.
Awesome. That's fun. So just through that process, we put foster care on hold. And then we just felt like continually, like, adoption was just, even through the foster care classes, like, adoption seemed more like an option for us, or mm-hmm, something that we were leaning towards. And then in the last, like I said, January 2016, we decided to pursue adoption because we felt like that was where we can, for our family, best be part of the solution and kind of serve other families in the community. And through that, we've become advocates for adoption because we just really think, again, adoption is something we don't wish, because it's a broken part of our world. Like, you know, we obviously prefer the birth parents to be part of that. But, you know, being able to be part of a solution to help mend and the beauty in that is very exciting for us.
Thank you. Fantastic story. I'm looking forward to meeting your wives. I know we've already talked about having them in the studio and having their turn to tell their story and their perspective of their experience together. So I appreciate that background. Josh, tell us about the model of Adoption Story Fund and why you chose that specifically.
Sure. So our model is extremely simple. We significantly fund Christian adoptions, and we're focused as a charity. There are so many nonprofits that exist that just do an absolutely horrible job at sharing impact, and absolutely terrible job of, if you give $20, you have no idea where that dollar, you know, they'll tell you, you know, well, it kind of, you know, helps support, you know, the mission, but it's really, it is truthfully, since, you know, ever since studying it at ASU and then now having been in the field, you know, I can tell you that, and even having personally donated to several different charities over the years, they you know, they'll send you the tax receipt letter and it's kind of like, hey, thank you. And then the next time around, it's, hey, we're looking for those funds again. And so, but, you know, for me, I think one of the biggest challenges in the nonprofit world is just the ability for charities to change the dynamic of, you know, it's not a, hey, we're doing good work, you should support us. It's, hey, we're doing work together, we need your help. But more than that, we're going to prove that if your hard-earned dollars that you're making, that you want to invest back into the community and back into other people, we're going to show you exactly where those dollars go. And not only that, but we're going to take you to the stories that it's impacted, and we're going to have you journey with us. You know, it's not a, hey, we're doing this ourselves and we're taking the credit for it. It's really the people that, like any charity that exists, I mean, it's the people that give the $10 gifts, the $20 gifts, the monthly gifts that are truly changing, you know, people's lives. And so we believe that, you know, you should be able to prove that as a charity. And so our model is simple in the aspect of what we do is, you know, So if somebody gives, for example, you know, $5 to the organization, we tag that $5 and we match it with, you know, whatever family is selected by either our board of directors, and we give them a 6-month report, you know, tying that back to whatever family it's now helped. And then we'll give them another report back in a year, just kind of on the update of, you know, what's the latest and greatest on the family, if they've adopted, you know, at that point, or if they have the kids in their home. And then we also give them an 18-month report, telling them, you know, here's, because it most likely at that point, you know, they will have finish their adoption or be extremely close to it. And so just with the idea that these families that are being impacted, it's a journey together, you know, it's we're in this together. And I think Donald mentioned something that's extremely important, that at the end of the day, we really don't want there to be a foster care problem, right? We don't want there to be an adoption problem. We would much rather have it to where, you know, that problem doesn't exist to begin with. But while it does exist in our world, and it may exist for many, many more years, you know, we believe that if we're, you know, these families that want to adopt and want to be a part of that solution, and really just, you know, whether it's out of infertility or they've always had a heart for it, or it's something that they saw that there's a need for and they respond, we really want to be able to tell their story in a unique and powerful way. But really, that's kind of it. It's very simple, but it's extremely impactful. And I think that we're different on purpose, and that, you know, we believe that even as, you know, my wife and I are both, you know, just strong followers of Jesus, you know, our identity is that, you know, even as Christians, like, this is something that personally in our faith that we believe that God is really a strong advocate for, in just being able to serve the, you know, the fatherless children of the world and also the widows. And so we were like, you know what, let's do something and let's make it let's make it fun. You know, let's make it something that that exists, that's just an answer to a lot of people's, you know, some people have been praying about it for a while. And, you know, we're just a platform, really. We're nobodies, but we're just, you know, helping kind of tell their stories.
Yeah. Clearly you become family, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
through this process. Yeah. And so the pages you've helped, you've also had an opportunity to help a couple other families as well.
Yep.
And on track to help more families already, right? Yeah. Even in a short 6 months.
Yep. So we started with the notion that we want to help as many families as we can. We realized that with our ultimate goal is that we build up a large enough fund so that we don't have to pick and choose really between the families. We can, you know, give out as much of these different grants as possible. But until then, you know, we've our first family that we helped serve was Zach and Ebby Hepworth. And so they're adopting from in West Africa. There's some discrepancy on where, you know, you can kind of share and what information. But with their journey, they're actually right now traveling. And they've adopted a boy and a girl. And initially, you know, we look at three things as a charity. We look at, you know, the need of the families. We look at really the legitimacy and also just what funds we have available. So they qualified for all of those. And really their story is incredible, that they have been wanting to adopt. It's been something similar to the pages. It's been on their hearts for a long time. but their adoption, because they were doing international, cost twice as much because initially they were going to just adopt one child. But then it turns out that their agency said to them, hey, we've got a boy that's unrelated. They're not brother and sister. However, both of them are in need of being adopted. And so they were like, well, yeah, of course, you know. And so I think that's where many parents, you know, it often comes where you hope that you adopt, you know, in one effort and then completely surprised by the process. But their expenses doubled. So their total expenses were about $46,000. Mm-hmm. And so our first grant was, you know, it was 44, 46, somewhere around there. But our first grant was, you know, it covered half of that so that they could begin to travel and go and visit their kids. And so, like I said, they're currently visiting there. They're there for several weeks and, you know, just bonding with them. And then hopefully we'll finish that process here in the next several months. And then, you know, with the pages, we just, of course, just love their story and their heart for adoption. And then also there's another family, the Bonimas, who they've adopted twins. And so they applied before they officially finished their adoption, but just their need was great. Their story was amazing. And, you know, our board decided that, you know, we want to help kind of finish that process. And so they had a lot of extra fees and, you know, associated with finishing that with some lawyers and things like that. And so that grant was a little bit smaller, but it was about $8,800. And then we're on track with another family to be able to do kind of a local fundraiser for them. And so we decided that in the last few months, I get so tired of just, you know, trying to pick and choose, you know, waiting for the funds to build up. It, you know, it can be challenging fundraising. But one of the things that we decided was, you know, we could also help families in a really impactful way of throwing them local fundraisers and inviting their friends and family out. So just with the idea that, you know, we'll do the ask on behalf of them.
Wonderful.
So again, I have no problem asking. And especially as a charity, you know, it's a tax write-off. It's, you know, it's something that they can say that they've helped this family, but also receive that, you know, tax deductible at the end of the year. But really, we're starting with this other family, the Striets. So we're doing a local fundraiser for them on July 22nd. It's going to be in Phoenix. If people want to come out and see it, we'd love into it. It's an open invitation. We'll have appetizers and, you know, drinks and things like that. But really, we're going to tell their story, you know, that night. They're going to be there and just kind of share their heart for it. They're adopting domestically, but really the purpose of that is they invite their friends and family. We, of course, invite our, you know, people that support, you know, the work that we do. And together, we think that we can help significantly raise a lot of money for them in one night.
I love that idea. So it is centered around family and friends and the help for these families, and yet at the same time, open to anyone who would like to contribute and participate in that.
Yep. And so the goal is still the same. So our whole purpose is that we're focused significantly on supporting families in their adoption. And so we realize that, you know, not only can we do grants, but we can also do more. I've done, it seems like hundreds of different events, planning and executing them at Special Olympics. And I really enjoyed it, but also just discovered that it's not terribly difficult to put on an event. You know, you give kind of people a platform and, you know, you include some volunteers. And really, the goal is just to give them a stage. And oftentimes, it really just comes back to the root of it, where many families just feel uncomfortable asking. But if we said, hey, you know what, we'll ask on behalf of you, this is more of a celebration than anything else. You know, it shouldn't have to feel awkward, you know, because the expenses are so high. We say, you know what, let's make it less awkward. Let's make it fun. Let's celebrate the fact that you're bringing in a new child into your home that's in need. And, you know, and together we'll help get you there.
It's phenomenal. And I would imagine that the people involved, in fact, as you're sharing your stories, I'm thinking of two very close friends who've adopted one, similar to the way you described one of your families. We're looking to adopt a daughter after having two sons and trying for years, weren't able to have another child with the hope it was a daughter. And they prayed and prayed. They were looking forward to welcoming a child in their home, chose adoption. And the agency came back and said, we have three sisters. Is there any opportunity? And these were not young girls. These were, you know, preteen and teen. It was a game changer for them. And yet they felt compelled and led to absolutely welcome these girls in their home. And so now they obviously they quickly became a family of five siblings instead of just two. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And another family, a neighbor, dear friends of mine, who adopted out of the country as well. And their daughter's been with them for several years. And I, you know, I've kind of walked alongside them a little bit, somewhat at a distance, but, you know, hear their stories and their challenges and the decisions and that emotion. I can't remember the specific story, but I remember at one point when they flew to go to China to connect with their daughter, you know, there's all this red tape and all this this unknown in between there and you know, uncertainty. So very, very important work that you're doing. Tell me how local businesses are able to get involved. And who is already helping Adoption Story Fund?
Sure. So a very easy way for businesses to support is, of course, we're looking for, I think a really practical way is for one of our local upcoming events that we're doing, like the July 22nd one, we're looking for businesses to come on and, you know, sponsor or do matching gifts. I think that would just be a really fun and easy way for, we have a few that have come on and supported United Real Estate of Scottsdale. Has been a huge supporter in that they, you know, take, you know, employees there, their realtors can take a certain percentage out of their check, you know, every month and be able to contribute it back to Adoption Story Fund or several other charities. And several people have chosen, of course, the organization, which has been fun. And another way is, or another business that has come on is Florendino's down in Chandler. Amazing food. my wife and I have loved that for years. We, they've come on and, you know, supported and just a simple way of doing like, you know, the appetizers and just providing some of the different kind of fun things that make an event unique. And so ways like that for businesses, restaurants to come on and do an in-kind donation. But more than that, we're, you know, looking for, you know, corporations and, you know, companies that would say, hey, we really believe in adoption and we want to support and, you know, perhaps even sponsor an entire family, you know, in their adoption costs.
So, wouldn't that be fantastic? Yeah. And so easy for a corporation to do.
Yep. Yeah. And it would be something that would be really fun where, you know, we have a process where people have to, you know, go online and apply. And we have to, of course, check the boxes to make sure they're legitimate. And, you know, we have to understand that, you know, there's things like the home study that, you know, it tells us a biography, you know, of the family adopting. But we think it'd be a lot of fun for companies that have families that are, you know, that are in the process of adopting that need help, you know, for them to sponsor them. You know, they, of course, have to apply and make sure they're legitimate. But, you know, to be able to sponsor them, that would just be really, really unique way to, you know, for a business to come on and say, hey, we're going to support some of our own employees here.
And I love what you shared earlier as a donor or a corporate sponsor, your commitment as an organization to make sure that those people know where their dollars are going. They get to know the family. They own that. They kind of co-own that experience. And I, you can attest to this more than I can, having come from the world of nonprofit, academically and just by choice and love and passion. But I'm seeing and reading that more and more companies, they are less interested in just handing the check. They really want to have that experience on behalf of their employees and their constituents. And how important is that? So even as an individual donor, for you to let me know that I, all through the steps and the process of the adoption, I kind of have a front row seat and a view as to what's going on. And that obviously is rewarding for me as a donor.
Yeah. And I think that's so true. And a really good example of that is with our first family with the Hepworths, where, you know, we have sent out kind of this a brief update slash, you know, just a quick kind of highlight for the people that have specifically supported that family. One of the things that's been really interesting is their son, he had kind of an interesting disease happen. And so, of course, when they heard about this, this is probably maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, you know, that they were immediately concerned. And for them, one of the things that they were really strong in, and they just asked for people to pray for them. They just said, hey, we really, we want our son to be healed and we want, you know, this to go away. We realize that if it's a lifetime disease, that we'll work with it and we'll still continue. But it's been amazing to see how like, just so many people have surrounded them and just supported them in prayer. And you know, we just sent out kind of a report to the people that have supported them, letting them know that, not only are they're traveling, they get to see pictures of them, but they also get to see and hear that their son has been healed. world and has been, you know, is doing very well. And so just to kind of celebrate them, you know, and to celebrate that journey together, but to give them, I think you're so right that most people want an experience, you know, more than anything else. It's like, it's anything you do, you know, if you go to a coffee shop, you're looking for good coffee, but you're also there for the experience,
yes.
you know? And I think that's so true with giving, where people want to be able to have that genuine experience and just honestly connect with other people, you know.
And the transparency, you spoke to that too, right? So often we hear these tragic stories about nonprofit and charities who, when we donate and we really imagine ourselves directly impacting a child, a family, an organization, whatever, a cause, and then we do get those reports and we find out, oh my goodness, all of it's going, or most of it's going to, you know, several steps away from that experience that I'm hoping to donate to. And you've made sure that that's not happening with your funds.
Yeah. So again, one of the things that we set out to do at the initial front of it was just, I think there is that, no matter how long the charity's been around, you will always have people that in essence ask, you know, well, how much of my dollars are going back to where I want it to go? And so many charities struggle with that answer. And we decided that, you know what, let's completely remove that question. Let's do it to where 100% of the dollars that are raised through the public go directly back to these families. You know, we'll cover even things crazy like the donor, you know, the software processing fees, you know, if they're paying online, if there's a 2.5% processing fee with that, we'll cover that so that 100% of that goes back to these families. And then we'll build up a private donor base of people that understand that, of course, it takes, you know, it takes a team to grow an organization. It takes money to be able to, you know, to do the things as far as operations, administrative costs, and things like that. And most people understand that, but there's people that, you know, will support that on the private end and just say, hey, you know what, we get it. But more than that, we want most people that generally want to give just directly to the families to be able to do so and not have to worry about that issue of, well, where are my dollars going?
Is that unique, Josh, the way that that's laid out?
Yeah, it's extremely unique. We adopted the model from Charity Water, which is, of course, I think they're the model as an organization in the nonprofit world. They completely disrupted the industry with Scott Harrison and a huge fan. But really, there's been, I see it as, there's several other charities that I know, at least that are newer, that have kind of adopted that 100% model too, which I love it. I wish most nonprofits starting out would do that, because you'll discover that it just removes that burden and it removes that lack of trust and lack of transparency that oftentimes people have. And I think even if it can be a generational thing too, where, you know, in a younger generation, you know, people want to know, you know, where their money's going. You know, they're tired of maybe just assuming that it's going somewhere, but not actually being able to prove that. And so with that model, we took that and we said, this is the best way to do that. So,
and there, I would imagine there's a great sense of pride. So even if I am able to and donate to the operational side of Adoption Story Fund, there's got to be an immense amount of pride that I'm helping leverage you and your team to do what you do on behalf of the Pages and every other family you're going to help. And a different sense of pride, and just as wonderful, if I know that all of my proceeds and all of my donation is going to help the family specifically. So you're really able to provide an opportunity for other organizations and individuals to come and be part of these magnificent stories.
Yeah,
kudos to you.
Thanks. Yeah, and I think just in, you know, the private donor side of things, it's, I mean, it's people that understand, you know, general business, you know, takes money to make money, but more than that, I think you know, we're very intentional with them, and we've had family that has been extremely supportive, but also just with the aspect of their journey along with the families. I mean, they're still getting the same reports for these families. They're still, you know, especially the ones that are, you know, the monthly reoccurring, you know, their impact is just as important as the ones who are donating directly to the families, because it takes both in order to exist.
Yeah, and in a way, somewhat more important because they keep you going.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And keeping you moving forward.
Yeah.
I want to take it back to, or maybe just introduce the website. I had obviously a chance when Renee introduced us and said, you really ought to have these folks tell their story. AdoptionStoryFund.org.
Yep.
I love the fact that I got to meet Donlin and Meredith ahead of time through your video. What a compelling way to share your adoption stories by having these families highlighted through video.
Yeah, it's so easy. And I, for the life of me, I can't understand why more people don't take advantage of doing that. And really with, and even within the specter of, within the sphere of other charities that are helping families with their adoption specifically, you know, I just, it baffles me that there's the stories that people have, like the Pages and so many others, are just so good. And so, I mean, some of them are raw, some of them are difficult, but you know, the most important fact is that, they're still, adopting and they're still doing something that's amazing, you know, and it not only, benefits them as a couple or, you know, even if it's an individual adopting, but, it's changing that child's life forever. And so, you know, we're just simply, our, you know, one of the things that we did was, there's a wonderful, a girl, her name's Marissa Adams, who's extremely talented, and she'll, you know, go and just capture their stories and just and do it in a unique way that's just given them the platform to just say, here's why we're adopting, here's why this is important to us, and here's why we care. And, you know, that way people get to hear it instead of it just being a, you know, I at least for me personally, I can't stand when there's like 5,000 words, you know,
flat experience.
Give me a video.
Yes,
yeah. Give me, let me interact with them. Let me get to see them. And so, it's just something that we'll do for every single family is tell their story through video. And then more than that, we'll continue to have them give kind of fun updates from them personally.
Yeah. And as a visitor to the site, I may be coming to donate. I may have just come across Adoption Story Fund. Who knows what it might inspire within me to do in my own life, perhaps never even having considered adoption before. And then I get to see the pages and feel like I have, a front row experience into your story and your family. And, who knows what we would be inspired to do the way that you've designed your website.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I think one of the things that's been really interesting for us is that through some of our social media, we'll ask for people's stories across the country. And it's been amazing to see that the adoption communities, I personally think, is one of the best communities out there, whether it's foster care or adoption, just giving people the platform to share their story and why they're adopted or the challenges that they faced and, or even just the difficulties of, you know, the adoption falling through or, you know, the difficulty of trying to get one spouse on board with when another one's really tugging at adoption and foster care. And so really what's been kind of really unique is just to be able to kind of, again, just give people a platform to do that. But we've had several people that have kind of, emailed or messaged us and just saying, I was on the, you know, on the fence about adoption, but I've been so encouraged by all these families that get to kind of share their journey and to get to share the raw and difficult parts of it, but also the beauty in it. And we're going to move forward with adoption. And so, to me, I think what's really interesting is just to be able to connect people in such an easy way, to be able to bring other people's journeys together, and then they all become friends online and they get to, you know, kind of interact with one another. But again, just giving people a community where it's like, you know, just to say, hey, you know what, we're in this together. You know, we might be states apart and I may not ever really get to meet you in person, but I mean, with social media, it's amazing how much of a part of a story you can feel like without ever actually meeting somebody. So,
and I was going to ask Donlin, ask you if you've gotten to know these other families. So I hadn't realized that you have this community experience.
We have not, but I don't know. Maybe Josh can speak to that if that's a
But you know who they are, but, right?
We've watched the videos and stuff, so
yes.
We do feel connected for sure.
Yes.
We haven't. Even if we haven't physically met, we
and that's what I
feel
meant. Absolutely,
yes.
You get to continue to look at other families who,
right,
through this experience, have had the joy of adoption,
definitely.
And definitely relate in that way.
Yeah, and it's amazing how it's a big community, but it's also like it's a small, you know, everybody kind of knows it seems like the circles get smaller and smaller the more people you connect with. Even some of their friends at the pages, they applied, and then you know, at the time when our board was making the decision, I think they had emailed us just letting us know that, hey, our adoption was fully funded, and we were just like, that's awesome, you know, that's amazing. But then we discovered that they, you know, knew the pages, and we were just like, oh, how cool.
Makes
you
it
know?
Even
and
yeah, more awesomer.
Yeah, yeah, just to connect.
Yeah. Well, it has truly been a pleasure to have both of you here today, and my open invitation to have your wives back and perhaps even future families as well. If somebody is listening for the first time and has yet to be introduced, let's share with them again how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, the easiest way is just to go to our website. It's adoptionstoryfund.org.
Fantastic. Donlin, thank you so much for being here today. Yeah. Great story to share. And again, I look forward to meeting Meredith and wish you well as your family continues to grow. And Josh, what a fantastic commitment to your passion and purpose and helping these families who are so in need of funding an opportunity for them to give, you know, a child an opportunity to be part of their family. I thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, and just encourage anybody else listening, come join us, you know, be a part of this solution.
I already have several names. My mind is racing as to folks that I need to introduce you to.
Awesome.
That I know will definitely share the passion and become part of your family. So on behalf of Phoenix Business Radio X, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people, I'm Karen Nowicki, and we'll see you next time.